Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, man. Man, fuck them bitches. And them hoes. And them niggas pussies. Camel toes. I got some money on me. And the weed nice. My shit won't ever stop. Suck my green light. Bitches call the folk. Murder's all she wrote. Lies fuck everybody. Like a Scorpio. Still running shit. I'm on my cardio. Boy, I'm going in. Like my water broke. Suicide note. Suicide doors. I put in overtime. Like a tied score. Tending windows, bitch. That mean mine yours. And the weed loud, like a lion's roar. Staring to the eyes of forever. Hear no evil, see no evil. Helen Keller, no music on, rock it a cappella. And I don't need a watch, the time is now or never. Tell my niggas love, I die behind this shit. A nigga counting money, you niggas counterfeit. Real nigga, nigga, proud of what I am. Young Money isn't on me, bitch, I'm Uncle Sam. Them hoes call me Tune, shit, mama call me Tune. I left the bullshit in the waiting room. Straight to the money, no shortcuts. Now watch me go retarded, yellow sharp bus. We do drive-bys, we do walk-ups. And bitch, I be so high, I get starstruck. Meals in his bitch, he say button hoes. And the jewelry bright, like summer clothes. And I keep some bud, like Rudy Huxtable. I body slam the beat, nigga Dusty Rhodes. I'm from Eagle Street, I go Hercules. I get on the beat, murder first degree. YMCMB, we don't give a fuck. You faker than some titties, you get titty fucked. This the best, worst feeling. And nigga, if I die, I die a death worth living. This that textbook G shit. I've been in that water, but I never been seasick. Yeah, knock me, I knock your face off. Life's a crazy bitch. Grace Jones, mind of a genius with a heart of stone. Yeah, C4, Mr. Carter's home.
Like I do, you know what I'm saying? Every Tuesday, I mean, no, every Wednesday, excuse me, every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever o'clock I feel like starting, you know what I'm saying? This is how we want to do it, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. All the listeners out there, man, you know what I'm saying? Real looking shot to y'all real quick.
Yeah, baby!
You know what I mean? It's great to be back on this platform, you know what I'm saying? I slept for 2 weeks, just chilling out, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get things together because at the end of the day, I was thinking about just falling back for a second off this this old platform. You dig? I was not to say that I was discouraged or anything. It was just that I couldn't get motivated. You know, it just didn't. It was just like I don't know how to put this. I don't want to like dumb talk to people like they're dumb or anything like that. There, it was just that I didn't have any. No drive to do it. But, yeah. But I'm back, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to do this shit because at the end of the day, I do like it and it's also therapeutic. So, you know, so, and that's just another thing, you know what I'm saying, about just people, period. You know what I'm saying? People, if you don't have anything out there that's going to motivate you, or, you know what I'm saying, you got to find something that's going to motivate you. You know what I mean? And this is motivating. And also, just on the strength of why I started it, you know what I mean? Like it started on the strength of I just wanted to get my shit off, if you can understand what I'm saying. I just wanted to get my shit off. You know, I just wanted to talk, you know what I'm saying, to talk and just get off my thoughts and get off everything that I wanted, you know, to get off. You know what I mean? Because certain things, like I said before, there's a lot of things you can't do on social networks. And speaking of social networks, because my people tell me I never plug myself. So you can check me out on Twitter at SmokeTheDog1. Instagram, I think this is so stupid. Instagram, @SmokeForMayor. And on Facebook, @SmokeTheDog, you know. And I want to give a special shout out. Why? Before I even get into the goddamn program, people. You know what I mean? Before I even start getting into things, until I start talking about these issues, people, I gotta give this the rundown on it. The other day, I wake up. You know, I had a buddy of mine. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man. My man Chuck, man, welcome home, brother. You know what I'm saying? He stayed at my, let him stay at my house for a week. You know, get his mind together and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I just woke up with this loud noise, like as if somebody, it sounded like somebody was taking a long ass shower. People, I said, "What the fuck is this motherfucker doing? Is he taking?" Motherfucker, you just got out of jail. You don't need to be taking no goddamn long-ass shower. Just kidding. But to make a long story short, people, my pipes ended up freezing. So I come downstairs, my whole bathroom, it's not flooded or anything like that, but we got a nice inch, half inch of water going on there. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. Listen, to the ladies out there, too, I'm letting you know right now. And I'm probably fucking up everything I got going on out there, but I am not a handyman. Only thing I really know how to do is dishes. That's pretty much it. I'm fucking worthless. I don't know anything about cars except putting gas in them. I can probably put oil or transmission fluid. I'm just horrible at this shit. So basically, I seen that go on. I threw some towels on the floor. And you know what my dumb ass did after that? I went to sleep. It was nothing I can do. I just went back to sleep. I turned the water off and went back to sleep. So I've been like 2 days without water in my house, people. My cousin lives catty corner from me, so I've been showering and shit at his house and shit. So who comes in the goddamn clutch? The clutch. And when I'm talking about clutch, people, I'm talking about clutch. Who comes into the clutch? My homegirl's Jen's. My homegirl Jen's man, Bobby, he comes down there and said, Smoke. I got you. This is easy work. Oh, he asked me a question that I didn't even understand what he was talking about, people. He said, "What type of pipes you got? Is it copper?" Or I said, "Man, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about, sir. Just, you know what I'm saying?" So the guy came down there today, fix my pipes real quick. So I want to give a shout out to the brother Bobby. I hope you're out there listening, brother. Thank you very much. And oh, hold on, stop those goddamn applause real quick. on top of that, let me double down on this couple. Like the other day, it was probably the day. I don't want to get the days confused, but me and my man sitting there, we was hungry. We was hungry than a motherfucker. We ended up walking the IGA and everything like that. I mean, no, we couldn't get in the ride. You know what I'm saying? Then the homegirl, the homie, hey, I mean, I ain't going to do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she wants her thing out there like that. But all I can say is Jennifer May, we fuck with you heavy. But she hooked us up with some meatloaf, homemade meatloaf people. This shit was, I'm going to talk about, I ate this shit. It was inspiring. You know what I'm saying? I ate it. It was inspiring. It had some type, she had some type of the potatoes with the skins on it, some type of people I wasn't having it. And if that's the thing is people, I mean, you guys, I mean, there's always, there's a lot of good people out there, man, and always try to keep good people around you. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically the moral of this, too. Just try to keep good people around you, man. And I mean, like, you know, it's a what have you done for me lately society. And once again, I want to thank Jen and Bob once again for holding me down, man. It's two hell of a good people, man. You got a friend in smoke. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, but at the end of the day, I almost wanted to quit doing this, man. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't just feeling inspired to do it. It wasn't like I have anything to say. It's just that I wasn't moved by it, but. Like, at the end of the day, now I just forced myself. And it's not like I forced myself. So now, at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? You know, I'm going to take myself to wherever I take myself before. So Monday through Friday, starting next week, I will be doing this motherfucking radio show every goddamn day.
Yeah, baby.
God damn it. That's where I'm going at it with it, man, because I got content all day. You know what I'm saying? I got going on, so... I think I see the cousin out there. Let me get an intro music cracking. Is this the home?
Ooh, listen to the way I slay your crew. Damage. They cut them heads.
Yo, the Inferno, is that brother?
You already know, yeah, I'm here, what up?
Rojo on the check-in. Let's get those claps up. What's going on, sir? It's been two weeks, man. We ain't been getting a chance to go in. You've been, you know what I'm saying? You hit me up on the... You know, on a, like, we have our own personal numbers and all that. And you're like, oh, what's going on with the show? And I was just in a little slumper, and actually my internet was kind of messed up, and it was just like, maybe this is a sign for me to not do this show. I was trying to look at things metaphysically and things of that nature, but you know what I'm saying? But we're back.
Yeah, baby.
And the thing is, sir, I'm going to, you know what I mean? I talked to Shebang earlier. I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing the show at 9 o'clock so Wes can get home, get right, not be calling us on the bus so his audio could be right so he can sit down. You know what I'm saying? So he can sit down, you know, with the back, you know what I'm saying, burn his little incense. You know what I'm saying? Have his audio, charge his phone up, and we can go in. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, today, brother, I got some powerful, powerful, powerful things to bring to the table, and I'm sure we're going to either agree or disagree, and you're going to change my mind because I know you got some good things to say out there. You know what I mean?
All righty.
So. Oh, okay, so my
whole thing about it is my alley.
Oh, it's really about to be on. You understand what I'm saying? Like we're about to take it there. We're about to really take it there, cousin. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's do this. I'm with it.
We're going to start it off right now. This is the Great Debate. The Great Debate. People prefer to be lied to instead of hearing the truth. You have the floor.
Do people prefer to be lied to instead of being told the truth? I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say they don't like being lied to if they know they're being lied to. But if you hide the truth from people, they don't mind. They don't mind living in this bubble where they think their life is good, or shit really isn't going down, or things aren't really, or things seem to be what they actually are when they're really not. So I won't say particularly lied to, just misdirected.
Misdirected. Now, see, and the only why I'm saying this, because I'm sure you being a guy that's on current events, you're familiar with Geraldo Rivera said about hip-hop, right? Well, and if
I missed that.
I don't have the... Okay, well, you know who Geraldo Rivera is, right? Basically, to the people out there, Geraldo Rivera is basically... he was a serious Maury Povich. Basically, he had a platform, you know what I mean? And he would talk about social issues, black people versus the KKK and all this. This guy was popping in the 80s. So he, you know, he has a voice. He's not as popular now, but he has a voice. So he gets on Fox News and basically says, verbatim, but pretty much word for word, that hip-hop is more damaging to minorities, and that includes Hispanics and everything like that, than racism. Now, I sat back and said, Now I might not want to hear that from a Hispanic person, but he might be on to something. So,
yeah, but you also got to think about it. Hispanics are almost in the same boat as we are.
Yeah, yeah, the minority.
You see blacks,
what I'm saying.
You see Hispanics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like this. Now, you look at him saying that, and you say, he might be on to something here. You know what I mean? So when I say, do people, when I preface this, do people prefer to be lied to, because the people didn't even give him a chance to say anything. They just started calling him racist, things of that nature. Now, see, this is a discussion. I'm not on any side. This is like a, you know how we do when we do this. These are roundtable discussions. These are town hall meetings that we have. These are not even radio shows. These are town hall meetings. It's like, okay, now let's talk about it, because we can talk. You've had issues. You know you have certain issues with certain hip-hoppers as far as the Little Wings and certain people taking it on certain frequencies. So I'm asking you, you know what I'm saying, not even putting you on the not putting you on the spotlight, because my whole thing about it is when we have these shows, Wesley, the people tune in and stuff like that, and you know who really ends up, even if we agree or disagree, you know who ends up winning is the listener. So because they can end up hearing both sides of each story. You know what I'm saying? Oh, both, and they can do their own research. You know, understand where I'm coming from? So it's not like I'm putting you under the microscope. It's like, hey, Geraldo might be onto something. But if you like, now here's the argument. Now, you know that racism is a system. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? Like, our music can't really part of that. You understand what I'm saying? So just give me some.
It can't be if it's controlled by the system.
Mm-hmm. So
racists are used in hip-hop for racist agendas.
Now, okay. Now I'm going to throw you a curveball. I'm going to throw you a curveball. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that's how I do. You know what I'm saying? Now. You know I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Now, we can agree that we can agree that. Can we agree that that white people are the minority on paper? Like the Europeans are, like, we don't only say white people, we say people from European descent are the the majority, right?
Yeah, we can say that.
Okay. So there's more programming for them than us. Like, they got Rocky, they got goddamn Rambo. Rambo was killing goddamn cops, you know what I'm saying? So they're how about this? how about when heavy metal music was popping, all that death metal music, and when they was getting that Marilyn Manson, and all them children were killing people at Columbine and all that, the trench coat mafia and all that stuff? That had nothing to do with hip hop.
It didn't.
But
then again, that's just general population control.
So I'm saying that, going on what you said, as far as the races are using hip hop to bring it down. It's like, hold on now, because Marilyn Manson and all them were popping too, and all that heavy metal, Slipknot, and.
But then again, that has nothing to do with the topic at hand, for real. If you think about it, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. That's them. We're talking about hip-hop and how it's being used against black people.
That's liquor shot.
There's another side to that.
That's liquor shot for you. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing about it is this. Like, it's like this. Let's get back to the subject, because you were right, and I did not say anything. It was nothing about black people, though, neither. It said there was minorities. Let's go back to what he said. He said that he feels as though that hip-hop is more damaging to us as minorities than racism. So he's saying our music, the stuff that we listen to, is more damaging than the actual system.
Mm.
That is
a kicker, but at the same time, there's, I don't know, because people can see racism and avoid it unless it's hidden in things like hip-hop. Black people are attracted to hip-hop. They're not attracted to
racism. Okay, you're
going
to have to educate me on... Okay. Say that statement one more time, brother.
It might hold some weight because black people are attracted to hip-hop as opposed to being... Because they're not attracted to racism, but they are attracted to hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me... I think I noticed this. Hold on. Oh, brother, elaborate. Dad.
If you see some KKK member, are you going to go near him? No, but are you going to listen to a song that's, shoot him up, pop a drug, shoot him up, pop a drug? Yeah, they'll listen to that, and eventually they'll start to do that, as opposed to going to that KKK member.
Well, how about songs like I'm in Love with the Coco?
Once again, people are listening to that. And it's, and I don't know, I've never seen people do coke because they listen to that, but I'm pretty sure they're out there.
Okay, hold on. I think I got your partner in rhyme on here. Let's get his intro popping.
It's a bang bang. Oh, and speaking of hip hop, I have another topic that I want to talk about. It's a bang bang. What's up?
Yeah, is that you, sir? What's going on?
Yes, it is. What's happening?
Double time.
Did you want to chime in on this right now?
I heard, a little bit of it. I didn't really fully hear. Fill me in a little bit.
Okay, I tell you what. Since you're freshly on, Wes said he had something to discuss, because I gotta definitely discuss something know what I'm saying? I waiting for my brother to come in, you know what I'm saying? Because he put me on with this Birdman shit about this gay shit and hip-hop. I think he wants to talk about the gay hip-hop agenda. So, Wesley, you bring up your topic, and you go ahead and go in, brother.
All right. This is something I wanted to talk to you about and the people in Upton Smoke. Because speaking of Birdman and Lil Wayne and that whole situation, Lil Wayne is now a member of the Zulu Nation. What are your thoughts?
On the Zulu Nation?
My thoughts about Lil Wayne
being a member of the Universal Zulu Nation.
You know what, Wes? I seen those clips. You know what I'm saying? And do you think I give a fuck?
No!
Because at the end of the day, like it's like this. There's no way that man is Zulu, okay? You cannot be, like, I don't even want to take it here, but you cannot be Zulu and claim a gang. Because you know how the Universal Zulu Nation started. It started from gangs. They're bringing people from gangs. So the thing is, if he is, and the Zulus is co-signing that, he's probably cutting them a mean check for them to co-sign that. There is no way that he's the official Zulu Nation.
Yeah, I'm not rolling out of bed for that story.
No,
I don't know. That one just hit me. I was like, really? Did this really happen?
Wes.
And I wanted others' take on it.
Wes.
My take.
Don't you ever, Wes? When you're talking about Lil Wayne, I have to give this to you.
And I quote: "You know your damn role." And shut your damn mouth.
We're not going to talk about Lil Wayne. Listen, if we're going to talk about him, brother, we're going to be exposing, we're going to be bringing to the table of to where is how his agenda is bringing not just us, just the populace down. Now, what the brother wants to talk about later is about the gay agenda and how rappers is openly saying, like, yeah, I kissed baby in the mouth and he fucked me in the ass for a record there. Far important to the people out there that listen to this on speakerphone and got the children around or whatever, you know what I mean, or listen to the internet. But it's like the thing is we've been having conversations. This been up in smoke, goddamn. What's the name? When we talk about hip hop and the agenda of hip hop, and you guys are magicians. Magicians. Okay, we can say you're a magician too, because music is magical. But I'm getting metaphysic on y'all guys real quick. Because actually it is magical. If you see a chance, you know what I'm saying. Like I was the guy. And y'all know this, I'm the guy to say, listen, when everybody's out there protesting, right, with the Black Lives Matter with their sign, just go out there and with your loud system and jam Hot Nigga, everybody would throw those goddamn signs down and start doing the Bobby Schmurder dance. Because, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, when we're dealing with a certain frequency and a certain low level of frequency, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. That's what hip-hop is turning to. It's cool, but everything deserves a balance, but it's all the low-level frequency shit that's the shit that gets promoted. Like, you know what I mean? Wes, you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm waiting for Wes to make your party jam. You know what I mean? Talking about Pop the Molly, I'm sweating. Woo!
Oh, wow. You might have to keep waiting
you know
for that.
I'm gonna say it like this here. I want to hear you shake it, wiggle it, shake it, wiggle it. No.
The worst part is, me and Reno was having a discussion where I was thinking about creating an alter ego just for songs like that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. Let me break this down to y'all again, straight laced. Now you gotta understand, when you hear these songs, right, about like these songs like Marvin Gaye, right? Let's talk about it. Let's keep it right here. He made a song called what? It was called Let's Get It On. And you know, and
Let's
we know
get it
what
on.
He's talking about, right?
Right. Right.
You know what he's talking about, right? Now you're gonna see how it's starting to digress. I'm about to walk with you because this guy's a musician. You know what I'm saying? Then it came to Luke Skywalker. Hey, we want some pussy. Hey, but they're all talking about the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, then you get to the NWA, don't matter, just don't bite it. Don't matter, just don't bite it. Now you get to Soulja Boy up in Superman, that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what he's talking about on that. Super Soak That Hoe. Super Soak That Hoe. He's, you know what he's talking about. He's talking about coming on a chick, right? So now,
right.
The new records is, and now, and they're probably in 10, 20 years later, the song is going to be just flat out. I want some pussy. 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 I'm just telling y'all, that's where it's about to go. It's getting dumb. You know what I mean? That's
the
go ahead, keep going, brother.
I was just going to say the voltage that powers the conscious mind is dimming down in a lot of people, and they know how to do it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's
I swear, like, I'm about to make that record today, right? So in 10 years later, I can tell everybody how to fit my style. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know what I mean? But that's where it's going to go. That's exactly where it's going to go. To where it's like, we went from Let's Get It On to the thing, and now they're just going to come out and just say it. Like, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, with the video games and this guy's, and don't forget the Tech Talk will be happening probably here this Sunday with Reno Chabang and Wes, you know what I'm saying? But it's play goddamn, what's that shit? It's completely ridiculous. It should be a crime that this game is even out. Damn, what's that popular game? Grand Theft Auto.
Grand
when
Theft Auto.
Game, you get double cash.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get extra money for raping somebody. Is that's insane. That is completely insane. And let's play that game. Let's know what it is. You know what I mean? And then when you deal with the cop killing stuff, see, a lot of people don't know that the reason why a lot of them cops beat those cases is because it's the way they're trained. They're getting trained like video games. It's all simulation. So when y'all, like, now, like, these guys are gamers. So it's like I can talk to y'all, like, certain games, you don't even win. It's about how many bodies you can kill, how many people you can kill. You know what I mean? How many bodies, and that's how these police be beating in cases because the way they're trained, it's like simulation. Gone are the days where you sit up a bottle on a wall for target practice. You just come through with the simulation shit, and that's why, you know, they, because they went from the way they're being trained, you know what I mean? But we only hear the part that they just beat the case.
Yeah.
But at the end of the, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, I do want to really talk about this, like, are you guys starting to see this, and especially you guys being musicians and a part of this, are you starting to see this gay agenda going on? Actually, not even hip hop. Just period. Just period.
Oh yeah.
Are you seeing it?
That's. It's there. You know what I mean? That's crazy. It's such a shame. I mean, man, sad day.
I mean,
man.
Yeah. Like, I started to notice it when auto-tune started to come back and everybody wants to sound softer now. Like, everybody wanted to sound sweet. Now they're starting to dress sweet. And everything's just All these niggas are just turning sweet now.
I'm gonna tell you just like this. Niggas is running around here looking like gay Vikings.
Right.
Straight legs.
Right.
They look like gay Vikings. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care how another man dressed. But it's just that the fact that the agenda's going on. Like, I was talking to my brother today on the phone, and, like, actually, he was on some stuff like, you know what? I love the shit out of my son because he went to the store, and he wanted to buy some sneakers, right? I guess his son seen the price of the sneakers. They was $120. The son looked at the sneaker, you know, because the new sneaker with all this bright shit going on. And, Wes, you know you're suspect for that, but I'll just let you slide. You know what I'm saying? But...
the son said, what do you mean?
I'll let you buy. But his son said, why would somebody pay that much for a shoe? You know what I mean? And now, like, the agenda is there. Like, so because everybody is, like, everybody's getting extra tighter and extra, what's the name? You know what I'm saying? Extra feminine with it, man. So hold on, man. Let me bring somebody in, man. Let me see if he's ready. If he's ready to go, have your sword sharp, long look. Have your PowerPoint presentation. Have your information, because we're going in right now, brother. Long look.
What's going on,
bro?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? My brother, long look, on the check-in squad, life rapper. Now you wanted to bring something to the table about the whole Birdman and all that. Like you being a younger fella, younger than all of us just talking on the phone. You being from the new age of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And you're starting to see these things.
Right.
Educated from a young stand point of view, on what do you feel about this agenda that's going on right now, brother? You have the floor.
Jeez, where do I start, man? It's sickening. For one, it's sickening to see somebody my age, like 23, 24, 25, you know, you talking about you sucking another man's dick. That's just totally inappropriate. From anybody, for real, like, that's just totally inappropriate, disgusting, you know. But
it's the rich game. When he said that, man, he's basically, to me, sent a message to everybody up and coming up, like, do whatever you got to do to get, you know what I'm saying, to get that deal. Whatever you got to do. I'm saying, like, you could be like me. He had his ice on. He was all shiny.
You know what I'm saying? Not in a weird way, but he looked like a pretty-ass girl. And then his face was shiny, hair all cold. He just looking like a faggot. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect, but that's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, real quick.
Who are you talking about, and what is his connection? And you got to get your audio right and talking to your phone, brother, because you sounded kind of distant.
My bad. My Bluetooth's wet, but can you hear me a little better?
Yeah.
Hello? What was your question again? What was your question?
Okay, who are you talking about? What artist are you talking about? And who is he implementing into this whole thing? People, this is on record. This is something you can Google. This artist, you know what I mean, he said that he sucked Birdman's penis, you know what I'm saying, to get a record deal. But continue your story. This is not a story, this is fact. It's something
He straight up, it all started, he just came up and said, you know what I'm saying, like, I did the Birdman's dick, and he fucked him in the ass, you know what I'm saying, he was totally okay with it. He smiled, he it was nothing.
And he is currently a Young Money Cash Money artist, so it's not,
man,
like he's talking from the outside.
He got
the tattoos and all that, right?
Dude wasn't even 24 yet, man. He looked like he was like 19. But, you know what I'm saying? I know basically, like, everybody want to do, like,
Wiz Khalifa could straight, I mean, all right, a trap nigga, the biggest trap rapper right now could straight up say I sold a whole bunch of bricks and I made it. So that's obviously influencing niggas right now. Niggas is trying to trap harder. You know, there's a million niggas out here feeling like if they sell 70 million bricks, you know what I'm saying, they could be where Yo Gotti is. So, you know what I'm saying, you see what they're doing. So if you can influence motherfucker to sell drugs, why can't you influence a motherfucker to be gay if they got the same shit? You know what I'm saying? He got the same thing Yo Gotti got. Here's a different way. Here's a different way to get it right here. You know what I'm saying? You could do this. Just fuck Birdman. You know what I'm saying? It was just totally disgusting. And I think the programming they're putting out right now, I think that's going to fail. And if it don't fail, then shame on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, shame on my generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just taking it too far. I feel like they hit us with that shit too fast. You know what I'm saying? Too fast. Like, you hit us with that. You know? That's pretty much my input on.
Now, can I get the floor for a second?
I seen this post, I mean,
it wasn't a post, but it was like a little article on Facebook where they were saying, like, there's research in how to make it so two men can have a baby. So it's like,
wow,
y'all really pushing this gay thing that far.
Too fast. They're doing
well,
it. I mean, like, they didn't even ease it on us. You know what I'm saying?
They had this planned. This is a well-implemented plan. That's what this is.
These guys are familiar with, you know what I'm saying? This is something you can look on your phone right now, easy work. These guys are, and Shebang, I know you're familiar with it because the Georgia Guidestones, okay? Now, and they put it on paper on what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They want to get our population down to 500 million.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can create all these diseases, but if you get people to not reproduce, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Especially people that are melanated, and you know what I'm saying? That's something that I'm not even going to give out to the people out there. That's something you're going to have to Google. Melanated. Who are the melanated people? You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you have to put an agenda, a gay agenda out there to get people not to reproduce. Now, on top of that, to connect to what you said, Brother Wesley, to where you say they put something out there for men to go ahead to where they can go ahead and reproduce, that is insane. That is scientifically cannot happen because if you're dealing with the female, anything that happens in the female, all the eggs are inside the female. A male, we don't have any eggs. We're only the fertilizers. So that is scientifically incorrect.
For some odd reason, they're researching it.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you shouldn't even be offended. It's just something that's right. Okay? If you're dealing, even people that's homosexual, you just have to come up with a new word to call yourselves. Because you're not homosexual.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. No, go ahead, brother.
No, yeah, I totally agree. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and you talk all the time, and I'm definitely not homophobic at all. I just feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, if you're gay or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying, and they want to get treated like normal people, you know what I'm saying, you want to get treated a certain way, you want to get treated like everybody else, but you're promoting it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I promote, you know what I'm saying, my fucking hairstyle, but I don't want people to clown me about my hairstyle, that makes no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? So how you going to promote and get out here and, you know, let the world know you gay and let the world know you like men, this, that, and the third, and then turn around and say, you know, don't call me a faggot, you know what I'm saying? Or don't make fun of me because I'm there. That's totally contradicting itself. I never understood that. I never understood it at all.
Yeah, no, even at the end of the day, if you get on with the actual word, if you're dealing with the word sexual, people out there, when you're dealing with sex, you're dealing with creation, okay? When you're having sex, you're dealing with creation. So what they're doing is not sexual, so they can't even call themselves homosexuals. You know, respectfully to the people out there that like each other. But you're not homosexual because you're not creating anything. To be sexual,
right.
You're creating something. You're not, you're actually just call yourself freaking. You feel me? But they put a fancy word on it to make it sound like the only thing is you're doing a freaking, really. You know what I mean? This is not, you're not doing anything sexual. You know, Rena, are you with me, brother?
I'm here.
You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, because I wanted to chime in with the brother. It was like, your brother's married. Reno, respectfully, I ain't going to put you out there because you're married and you're happily married or anything. But my brother got a tribe over that joker. If you ever had the privilege to be over at my brother's house, his children are so bright. They know how to make computers from goddamn scratch. I swear.
Not lying.
I am not lying. His children are not a part of this society whatsoever. Like, they are totally off the grid. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they are 9 years old, 12 years old to know how to build computers.
True.
And they saved the goddamn princess on Nintendo, all of them. I'm about to bring my brother in here real quick because I know y'all heard the hype about the Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight going down, and I know y'all ain't really no boxing heads like that. Long, look, you're a little bit seasoned. You know a little something. You know a little
fanatic.
Something. Wes, you watch boxing? You guys watch boxing?
I'm more of a UFC man.
What's that?
I fucks with UFC.
Oh, you're a UFC guy. You know what I call that? Soft porn for men.
The worst part is ground game does look like two men dry humping.
I mean, you know what? I'm starting to start to, like, the thing is, with the UFC, I'm starting to respect it a little bit. This certain guy that I follow, like Bones Jones, I'm going to bring the brother here in there in a second. Bones Jones, I like the Spider Silva. I like the guy that, he made me a fan, the guy that just fought Bones Jones. And
Daniel Cormier?
The white boy that beat Bones Jones. I mean, no, the white boy that beat the spider because I did pick the white boy.
Oh,
and that's
fine.
That's a tough spot.
I'm about to bring the brother in.
I don't really think you can make a connection to that. That's a tough sport right there.
What's that, UFC?
That's a tough sport. As far as the tight shit, man, let's just be real. Like, you don't want nobody grabbing on your shorts and shit like that. Like, you got to get as skinny as you can.
It's tough, but the thing is, the way I'm starting to learn it, look, I said, you know, I don't fuck with it. I'm a boxing head. You're my brother. You're around me a lot. So it's like,
right.
There's certain cats that I follow. You know what I'm saying? It's just something I can't get into. But I like the structure of it. You know what I'm saying? But hold on, let me bring the dude on. Let me put his intro, nigga. Let me put his intro music on real quick. Chris Clay on a check-in.
What's good with it?
What's going on, Chris Clay?
I was enjoying the conversation. I actually just seen your little message. But
you just got my text.
I was enjoying the conversation, though, you know what I mean?
Hey, let's talk some boxing real quick, brother. Like, at the end of the day, people that's out there listening, man, me the homie Chris Clay, I can say I can co-sign two people right now. Me, the homie, Chris Clay, and Big Zal. Like, we got to get together. We're going to have this hip-hop show, talking hip-hop, something like that. We're going to politics some business. But we're definitely going to keep you posted, man. Like, these brothers is busy right now doing what they do, working in with the community. But we're definitely going to get this show cracking. But, Chris Clay, I need an early prediction from you right now. Who you got? Mayweather, Pacquiao, going down, May 2nd. Talk to me, brother.
Well, you already know. I got Money May. Like I said, I've been saying for years. You know what I mean? Pacquiao, he's a top-ranked fighter. But he's not a great fighter. Mayweather's a great fighter. And I feel with this Pacquiao style is, you know, fits perfect for Floyd's style. I've always thought that.
Now you're not one of them guys, and the thing is, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, see, at this point, Kerr, and I'm going to talk to you real quick, and the thing is, you know me. You know how I get all my shit, Kerr. You grew up with me. You know, you basically know how I get all my shit. At this point, Kerr, you know I know Floyd's going to win, but I want him to lose. So, that's it. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Like I want him to lose so the Fairweather fans can get out of our sport. You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about Triple G. They don't know about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got girls now talking about the money team. I don't, because you know how I am about that shit. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? I understand. But I want to talk to you, and we have to have a, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go back. If you was enjoying that conversation, I that's what's up, Kerr, man. Like, because you was on the line for a long time, brother. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I do want to talk to you real quick, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because about my man, Triple G, he does not need to move up to fight Andre Ward. He should stay there at 160 and clean out his division.
I say this. I say he deals with Cotto. That's what we got to do with Cotto. They got to come up and see my man. I don't think it's fair that everybody's saying Andre Ward has to move up. Andre Ward has to move down. Nah, you know what I'm saying? No one wants to fight him, man. I don't like that. I do not like that. That's one thing. Go ahead.
Okay, not to cut you off. I'm sorry, brother, because this is, I mean, at the end of the day, man, shout out to the homie Chris Clay, man. When he came, he always checking on his show, man. I'm giving him that. Definitely give him that. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, Dolph, when he moves up, why does he have to fight Ward from the gate? Can't he fight, like, get acclimated to the weight? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got to move up and fight the top dog? Like, can't he just fight, like, let him fight a couple tune-ups at 168 and then fight Ward? You know what I mean? Like, damn, you got to hurry up and move up and fight the champ? Like, dude, like, with y'all, like, the thing is, like, what it is with Triple G, Kerr, and if you look at me this way, people are starting to treat him like they treat Floyd. Like, you know what I mean? Like, damn, just challenge yourself. You got to move up and fight this guy. Like, no, I'm at 47. You got to beat the king. You know what I mean? Beat the king.
Right.
If you can't pop my chain, that's not my fault. Like, you know what I mean? It's not my fault. Triple G moved up from 54.
I can dig what you're saying. But in that same sense, you just said, you know, Floyd moved up and fought them cats. He, you know what I mean? He was fighting 154 and was wearing what, 150?
Dog, can I tell you like this? And I'm going to say like this. You know, I'm in the politics stuff. You know really why the Pacquiao fight was made with Floyd? Is because if he would have moved up and fought Cotto, he would have had to fight Cotto for the 160 belt, and GGG is a mandatory. So Floyd would have had to fight GGG. You know what I mean? because Floyd would have been the 160-pound champion. So that's really why the fight was, excuse me, that's really why the fight was really made, man. Dog, remember when B-Hop had, what, 20 title defenses at 160? And who, like, when did B-Hop come up? Who did he end up beating? Two blown-up welterweights. That was it was Trinidad and De La Hoya. You know what I mean? So let DDD sit there and shine. Like, let them unify the titles. I think people should do that more, Kurt, as a boxing head. Like, you don't want to see people just clean up the division and get all the belts and then move up? Let them get all the belts, Kurt. If they can't beat them, that's not his fault. Get Kurt on top his chain.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. But make somebody fight my man. That's the problem. Nobody will fight him. And I don't like that. That's the one thing I don't like about the sport of boxing. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to fight. If you don't want to fight someone, you don't have to. You know what I mean? And I want to see Triple G come up and fight Ward for me, my selfish reasons. Because nobody will fight my man.
Because you want to see him lose.
And I know you will not want
me. Subconsciously, listen. Because, listen, brother, we're giving away content that we're supposed to say for our own boxing show that we're supposed to politic too. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting them on the spot too. Me and Chris Clay's going to have a boxing talk show, you know what I'm saying, too. You have the last word on what you feel about it, and then we're going to go back to the content, brother. You have the last word about the whole boxing and what you feel. You go ahead, brother.
Truthfully, I want to step away just from those two, you know, Mayweather and Triple G and Ward. Those are obvious. But I want people to start recognizing the hometown boy, yo. That boy Sammy's coming up, man.
Sammy Vasquez.
He's coming up.
Sammy Vasquez, people.
Keep your eyes looking at that.
Who can? Sammy can. From Manessen, PA.
Yes.
You already know, sir. From Manessen, PA, people.
Yes, and keep your ears open for that boxing show coming. We definitely got to get that on.
Yeah, we got to get it on, man. Like, you know, and the thing is, don't act like I ain't allowed to knock on your door and you ain't allowed to knock on mine. You know what I'm saying? You know you're right there. We saying too much. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, shout out to my man. Excuse me. Check out Sammy Vasquez, people. Boxer from Manessen, PA. He's on the rise. He will be the next big thing. So if you want to, if you want to even follow anybody locally, this is a guy you want to check out, man. And it's cheap to see him now. To see him is like $25, man. He's 20. He's tough. I mean, it's cheap. And shout out to my man Ricky Ricardo. You see the young boy Ricardo that Doyle put up. That's our nigga. That's a young nigga, Ricardo. That's long looks, man. We're gonna check that out. So, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna shoot some marble skirts. Let's stick around, man, if you can, but if not, man, thanks for being a check in. You're gonna be on hold, brother, but thanks, but we're gonna go back to the context. Chris Clay on the check in, people. My man. Lalo.
Yo.
Rena Chabang, you still with us?
Yep.
Yeah, man, this guy's going to check out that Sammy Vasquez, man. He's dope, man. And shout out to the homie Chris Clay. We definitely going to get that boxing show cracking because we want to get that, you know what I'm saying? But then just now we got to bring in the debate because remember we started off the debate and you wasn't in the check in Reno. Me and Wes started it off. You know what I'm saying? And we got into the debate and Lon Loke, you're here. So the debate was, what's worse, music or movies?
All around.
Now we'll go youngest to oldest. So Lon Loke, you got the floor first, and then Wes, you go next. Reno, you go, and then I'll go. What's worse? Just give us opinion. And at the end of the day, we all probably ain't going to agree. But, you know what I'm saying? And Chris Clay, if you want to come back and chime in, just hit the one button, brother. You know what I'm saying? But if we all don't agree, that at the end of the day, we all know who, you know what I'm saying, benefits from this. It's the listener. So, Lon Loke, you step in. What's worse? Music or movie?
I kind of wish I was going last, so I had time to think about that. That's a good question, actually. But I know people's expecting this, but I'm gonna have to say the music, for the simple fact that you can easily, I can be, I'm gonna put it like this. I'm human, and I'm influenced by music too, and I definitely be on my way to work, and I'll be jamming some shit that will make me feel happy, that will make me feel angry. I feel like the music can influence you at any point in time, at any point of your, you know, at any time of your day. You know what I'm saying? You could watch a movie and be feeling a certain type of way for a week, but this motherfucking music is just going to hit you hard, especially if it's the right shit and it's fitting the vibe. And they master, you told me about how they master, you know what I'm saying, the bass, you know, the drums or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying, but if they do that shit the right way and they hit the right person, you know what I'm saying, at the right time, a motherfucker will really hit, and they beef with a nigga, a motherfucker might really kill a nigga that day, or, you know what I'm saying, or I heard songs that made me want to go home and fuck my bitch, you know what I'm saying, I definitely heard songs that made me want to go home and get my girl to work, so. This music, because it's nonstop, and it can hit you at any time, any place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go with the music.
Okay, so we got one for music.
No, it's my turn?
Yeah, absolutely, with your young ass. You're next.
For me, I'm going to have to go with music as well, just because in the time it takes you to watch one movie, you can listen to about two albums with all types of different influences in it.
Keep going. Is that all you got?
I'm saying, like, with one movie, you have to sit through and watch it and maybe try to understand the meaning, or maybe it's there, but with music, it hits you quickly, and you can get through them quickly, or you can play one song back about a good 30, 40 times by the time you're done with that movie. And it's just easier to access. Like, when people go on YouTube or something, they're watching music videos. Some people will watch a full-length movie, but they want a 3-4 minute music video and be on about their day.
Okay. Yeah, that was powerful.
Yeah.
That was powerful.
Okay.
I like it, that.
Yeah.
The bang. And act like you're older than me.
I'm gonna go with the fellas and say, and with the music too, because the music, it's culturized, it's religionized, it's, you know, it's a lifestyle. You know, they have different things. Everything follows. You know, it's easily commercialized. I mean, and you could definitely predict people. You know, you can control people more with that. Control the masses. You know, you can tell them what to wear. You can tell them how to act. You can tell them what to do. You can't do that with a movie. You know, except, you know, if it's Batman. You know, you could go into a theater and do all that crazy stuff, but. The music.
Then again, with Batman, how many people do you see walking around in bat suits?
That was just a throw, Wes.
Get your mic off. Let the thing out the floor.
But you know, the music is definitely more influential, and I mean, and plus, music came before movies. You know, the spiritual songs. You know, it's all there. And you know, the first instrument was, it was not was, is the human voice. So, you know, it was like the first actor versus the human voice. You know, there really is no first act or anything. So the music is definitely there. You know, it's easy to plant that, you know, that bacteria. Very easy. That's pretty much it, though. Keep going with the music.
Yeah. So it's my turn, huh? It's my turn.
Yeah, what's all that?
Guys, I have to put my intro music on. I put my own intro music on. You guys are motherfucking tripping. Let me put my own intro music on. Let me put my own intro music on.
I'm the show with the young Tony and the great dog free, motherfucker. Fucking get the clothes and all three of them. I disagree with all three of them, people. No effing way. No effing way. Go ahead, laugh, guys. You can laugh on air. Go ahead. This is a live show. But listen, when all these guys, this is how I feel right now. Let Smokey get on this. Let's smoke at the floor on my show. Hold on. Let me wet my whistle with that. Hold on, let me wet my whistle with a Michelob Lager. You guys are insane. I love you. I love you. Because we wouldn't know how to act without the visual. Okay? You got people rapping about Scarface. But they wouldn't rap about Scarface if they didn't see the movie. You understand? Nobody would know how to dress. Nobody would even know how to dance if they wouldn't see a visual. This is something I give to the people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll go up to women and say, you know what? You don't even know how to dance, right? And they say, yes, I can. I'm like, no, you know. You're just emulating what the people do in the video. You're just emulating what the people do in the video. Let me say it again. You don't know how to dress. I'll put myself in it. We don't know how to dress. We don't know how to get jiggy. We don't know how to get fly. Anybody creating their own type of stuff. It's the visual, guys. It's the visual, and then the frequency connects after you see the visual after the song. The visual gets you attracted to the song. Am I correct? Let's walk.
Correct.
The visual gets you attracted to the song. Now, if I'm a nigga that's making records in my basement talking about I got bands, y'all gonna be like, like, fuck out of here, nigga. If I'm up here surfing on a goddamn Bentley, you know what I'm saying, with some goddamn Lamborghini doors on a goddamn Bentley, y'all gonna be like, oh, that's the visual. You know what I mean? Because now we're gonna go full circle with it. We're gonna go full circle with this shit. Let's crack shit up, cause I love this shit, man. This is what I do, and I love talking to people that's on my it's on the same frequency. Cause the thing is, we can agree and we can disagree, but like I said before, who wins? It's the listener. You know what I'm saying? It's the listener. So the listener can take the information we both say and say, you know what? Somebody might, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start opening up the chat room. And, you know what I'm saying? And then really, you know, we can just have a chat on the side to the people that don't want to hit the one button. They can just, like, it's going to be like a text type thing. You know what I'm saying? But like I said before, you know what I'm saying, before I even get started inspired from, you know what I'm saying, my people and my bro, starting next week, you know what I'm saying? Starting next week,
Smoke the Dog will be doing this shit every day at 9 o'clock. Every day. Every day. Every day. You know what I'm saying? Because this is so easy work, and I like doing this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially, I like dealing with people. I see the listeners out there. Shout out to the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Chris Clay. Shout out to my man Long Luke. But let's get back to the conversation. You know what I mean? It's all about the visual, people. You want to know how to do the Bobby Shmurda dance? Like, if it was on radio, if it was on the if it was on the radio, right? You said it, right? I'm going off what y'all said. It's the music. But y'all wouldn't know how to do the Bobby Shmurda dance if y'all didn't see it.
Yeah, but we're talking, I mean, I feel like you're going a little off, though. Like, we're talking about influence. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you having a fucking, if you having a bad, all right, fuck the rap shit. You said music in general, all right? So, I'm fucking,
I'm just saying, okay, go ahead. You got the floor. I ain't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you good, bro. You said music in general. I mean, you said that we only got to stick to rap. Like I said, like, you know what I'm saying? As a person, I feel like everybody got a motherfucking Drake song. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm in a whip on my way to the crib, my bad, if I'm in a whip on my way to the crib and I hear a motherfucking Drake song and shit, you know what I'm saying? There's definitely songs that influence me, like I said. I'm about to go, or fuck a man song, like a female song. I'm about to go home and get my bitch to work. You know what I'm saying? As to you happen to actually sit down, like my man West said, sit down and actually, you know, watch a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Scarface influenced a lot of motherfuckers to do a lot of shit. But the music, man, you create your own imagination with this shit too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not be able to watch that video of him flipping a bunch of bricks, or, you know what I'm saying? But I can still paint that picture if you're a good musician. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Let me throw a point in.
Because you said the visual sells the music. Now, what happened in days before TV when there was no visual and it was just radio? People were still dancing. People were still hitting the James Brown moves.
Right.
People were still doing the Elvis moves without ever seeing it. Or they seen it live and their friends did it.
Or you got sounds like the touch, like the electric slide and all that shit that tell you what to do. So, I'm gonna stick with that.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? There were shots of James Brown doing those dance, whether he be on that Johnny Carson or Ed Sullivan show. You know what I mean? Even with Elvis, he was dancing so good they only shot him from the waist up. You know what I mean? Because he was doing so many dances. So we'll do both sides of the spectrum on that. So there was a vision of that back in the day, sir. You have been officially right.
I would say the vision.
Had a TV. Not everyone could see that, but everyone was still doing it.
Okay.
When it comes down to it, I wouldn't say one over the other.
Sorry, go ahead.
When it comes down to it, if you think about it, I really wouldn't put one over the other because, you know, the music was out there first and it had the influence on the mental to either keep you working or keep you motivated or, you know, keep you in a good relationship or however that was. But then when the TV came, the TV added to it. You know what I'm saying? The influence. You know, it put it more in a different perspective or made it in depth a little bit more or even created more, helped the creativity or however it affected people. But I think it just added more to the influence of music.
Now,
you know,
Wes,
the visual. Cause you...
Now, Wes, to address you, right, it was like this. You're right. The TV was not accessible to everybody. But see, what we're talking about is people created their own dances. And this is what I'm talking about, is influences or the visual influences. Back then, people didn't know. You're almost like I don't want to act like I'm double talking. You know what I mean? And so you're on the same page type of deal. But
I'm saying that people were creating their own thing. And this is like, if we go back to, you know what I'm saying, ancient Kemet. That's something these guys are going to have to Google. I'm not going to do that for you. If we go back to ancient Kemet, people created their own dances and did their own thing. They didn't need the visual. So this is what I'm trying to tell you is, as far as the visual. It affects what you're doing. So if you want to, like, if you, like, you as a person. Now, I don't want to put your personal life out there, brother, like that. You know what I'm saying? You are my, actually, you're my blood. You know what I'm saying? So let's not get too deep. This is a radio show. This is a podcast. And if you, you know what I'm saying, Up and Smoke Radio, this is how we do. But at the end of the day, you know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? I done fuck around and lost my goddamn point. So, it's going to come back to me. We're going to take the floor.
Yeah, I would say the music, it did add to the, you know, the visual did add to the music, you know, because before then, you know, people were, you know, hymns, you know, they sang, you know, in the churches, you know, they had spiritual songs and stuff like that. And that kept people motivated to want to go back and to hear the word, you know, however they did that in whatever religion. And then, you know, they had the motivation to keep people working, you know, and then we got to the visual, which it added to it, because now people can act out how they actually feel that the music is making them feel. So when other people get to see how the music is making somebody else feel, you know, like all these dances and stuff, the music is making them feel like that. So they translate that to you, and you're like, oh, man, that, oh, damn, they're getting down. And then you try to emulate that to try to create the feel, to try to see how they're feeling, actually. You know, so, and then that's a part of the influence. So you want what they feel. You know what I mean? So that's what the visual brings to the music, you know?
The visual brings the actual influence. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. I got my point back. Wesley, you are an old school hip hopper. And the thing is, you're an old soul when it comes to hip hop. You probably, Planet Rock is probably your ringtone. So therefore, you've never seen that visual. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know what I mean? The visual affects what it is. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's like that you hear the song, but once you see the visual to the song and see somebody actually, I'm in love with the coke, and actually showing the vision of a person making the coke, that's more influential of actually just hearing this song being saucy, a little tipsy, and just dancing to it. That's totally different, brother.
And I understand.
So with your question, so I feel like I might have, you know, your question might have been a little bit misleading. So are you saying, what influences more, or what's more influential? You know what I'm saying? Because what I said was based off of what influences more. You know what I'm saying? Like, music influences more people.
What's more
to
influential?
Do
period. On the surface, flat out, blanket statement. What's more influential? Music or movies?
Oh, I mean, and I'm not switching up, because I'm still sticking to my music. But I mean, if you put it like that, then obviously, you know, the visual part would definitely influence more. I mean, like, I don't even think that's a fair, you know, like, I feel like everybody should agree with that. Like, why would you, you know, want to just listen to something when you can actually see it? But if you want to talk about what influences more people.
It was low-key a trick question, because he said movie and not just visual.
Yeah, you said movies at first.
Oh, my God. No, well, don't
movies.
Even try it.
No, you can't go. You brought up music videos. You brought up music videos, though. You can't bring up music videos.
Hold on. I'm about to mute all of y'all right now. Hold on. Real quick. I'll mute you all. Real quick. Mute.
Hey, mute. Don't cheat.
Mute. Oh, no. No cheat code. Hold on. Voice of reason. Nothing. Chris Clay, you was listening. What was the conversation, brother?
Right.
Who was the conversation, brother? Just tell me. You know what it is with me, man. If I'm wrong, if I'm right, I'm right.
I thought it was cut and dry. I thought, you know, you said, what's more influential? Music or the movie?
Music or movies, right?
Right.
Was it music or movies?
Yeah, that's what you said.
But okay.
I think, though, I agree with what everyone was saying. You know what I mean? But I tend to go to where you're going. I think that's why they're kind of changing up a little bit. Not changing up, but they're seeing it more your way because, I mean, it goes hand in hand. You hear the music, but when you get the visual, that's, you know, like you said, it's like you said, as far as like the dancing, you can hear a song about doing the whatever, the shenane, and then you get the visual of it, you know what I mean? And you see people now doing the shenane. Right.
And you start doing the shenane. But, all right, brother, you're mutual. You have nothing to do with it. I'm going to put you back on mute. Man, thanks for tuning in, brother. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm gonna bring these guys back in, Kirk. Everybody's
you
back
know you're
in.
About to get a chat, right?
Everybody's unmuted. Everybody's unmuted. We're starting from youngest to oldest again. Long Loaf, you have the floor. I shut my mic off.
All right. I mean, you can't keep talking about dances. Well, you keep saying, you know, dances and what dances. You won't know the dance unless you know, seen it. You said movie. So when you said movie, in my mind, I said, okay, say Gucci came, Gucci Trap House, okay? When I came in my mind, I pictured a song like the Trap House by Gucci compared to Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait, now you got to specify.
Okay.
Like, are you talking about music? Are we talking about music videos? Are we talking about visual?
Your thing was, Shebang, yes. Your mics are on. Mr. Q'd in. Mr. In there. It's on. So your guys' thing with me was, the music, the video falls a part of the music. We're not talking about the movie. Is that what you're saying? Okay. No, the video is part of the music, Smoke, so that it has nothing to do with the music. Is that what we're talking about here?
I linked in the music video with the music side and not a full-length movie.
Hold on. Let me get the floor real quick because when I'm pretty much on your guys' side. You're saying that a music video is not a movie, Smoke. You know what I mean? You're talking about the music versus the movie. The video is not a 3-minute video is not a movie. So you're screwing up the debate, Smoke. Is that what you guys are? I don't want to speak for y'all. Is that what you're coming from?
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Because a movie is a motion picture, a picture, video, whatever. It's a picture, a moving picture. You can call it a movie, a video. It's all in the same category. So when you say movie, you could have a 2-minute movie. You have a 2-minute movie and it has a storyline to it. Anything that has a visual with a storyline can be a movie. You can do a 2-minute music video. That's just a music video. It has music with it, but it's still considered as a movie. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
It's still a movie. So when you say movie, it's the visual. You were saying the visual. What is more influential, the visual or the sound? But you can't say, is it the music video or the movie?
Clay,
you know?
Chris Clay made it clear. Chris Clay made it clear. He's mutual in this thing. He's sitting back and he just chimed in on it. He made it clear. It was the debate was what's more influential, music or movies. You know what I'm saying? So when you're dealing with movies, I mean you just hit the technical thing. I didn't know that. When I think of movies, I'm dealing with something that I sit down and get a thing of popcorn or whatever and watch the movie.
Well, that's exactly what it is. That's the definition. I'm sorry. That's the definition of a movie is to be shown in a theater, but, you know.
But this is Reno, your technical guy. Reno, continue with your technical thing, though.
As far as a motion picture?
Yeah, that's what it is. Movie is a motion picture, picture in motion. You know, picture film, you ever watch an old movie, watch your picture film, pictures, whole bunch of pictures, you know, it's moving. So, I mean, to differentiate a music video from a movie, you really can't do that because it still falls under the category of motion picture. You know what I mean?
And it's true in essence, but at the same time, they've been categorized now. There are 10-minute clips. There are full-length movies. There are videos. Everything has been categorized and separated, even though in its truest essence, yes, they are all moving pictures. But now they have been separated on length and, like, content, script, what's all in them. They have been separated and categorized.
I have the definition of movie right in front of me, by the way. So.
Oh, okay. Wikipedia on it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I had to, man. Had to.
I like that, man. Do your research.
I had to. You know what I'm saying? But, they're not the same. You're right as far as
give us the full term, brother. You said you did.
Okay. I'll read it one more word.
Don't edit it.
Y'all can look this up too. A story or event recorded by a camera as a set of moving images and shown in a theater or on television, and then it says, you know, colon, a motion picture. So it has to be shown in a movie theater or a television. So we can't compare this, you can't just say a bunch of images and a bunch of, you know, it don't matter the time. You're right. You can have a 3-minute movie. You know what I'm saying? But, if you want to be technical, we might be going off subject with it, but I just felt like, you know, that was a big point to separate. And, you know, I felt like that was part of my point right there, you know. So we might be going off topic with it, but that's can look it up right now.
Reno, you have a rebut.
No, it's just pretty much what I was saying. I mean, it's pretty much what I was saying.
So basically, I like a debate. You know, I'm a healthy debater. But basically, right. though, for real, to try to combine what y'all saying, you can do the same thing. But it's the same thing, but it has to be technically on the big screen to quote unquote to be considered a movie.
It has to be still
making a movie. But to your definition, I mean, to the dictionary term, it has to be built on the big screen.
Yes,
is that what we're working with?
So that sets the line between music video and movie. That sets the line right there: music video, movie, and that helps us. I mean, I don't know if Wesley's on my side with this, but if he is, that helps us prove our point. You know,
hold on. Let me pause you guys real quick. Hey, to the people that's listening on the internet, call in because we're going to do overdrive. Call in 347-989-0202 because if you listen on the internet, the feed's about to lose in 2 minutes. If you're listening online, just stay. If you're listening on the phone calls, just stay in. You won't lose the feed. But if you're listening on the internet, call into a live line so you can just listen in to his overdrive because we'll have to go in overdrive for at least another 20 minutes because I like what's going on right now. Continue.
Go ahead, guys. I give the floor to whoever. I prove my point.
Okay. My whole thing was the whole point of putting that out there like that was to say that when the topic came up was the visual or the sound. You know, that was the whole thing. But
he didn't word it the visual or the sound. He said music versus movie.
Wes been picking on me all night about the wording of everything I've been saying. Listen,
you have to.
I'm going to start giving Wes a PowerPoint presentation before I even do a damn show, because Wes is a new Ken brother through and through.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's an all-battle rapper. It's an all-battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no. You ain't even worried about way, though, because the thing is, though, Smoke, I wanted to say, like, yes, though. Yes. That's my cousin right there, man. Points.
But if you meant it the way you meant it, bro, if you meant it the way you know, like the visual and sound, then what's more influential? Well, I have to say you're right.
You know I take notes when I do these shows. That this is the hey, Shabang, how about this? I called you earlier. What did I tell you what I was going to be talking about?
About it more, which is more influential.
More influential? What is it? Music or movies? Didn't I say that?
Right. Correct.
Okay. When I called you up, I said, that's why I said, listen, dog, you know what I'm saying? I'm going back. I'm coming back on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This is, I'm going to bring this up. What's more, this is going to be a debate. What's more influential, music or movies? Now,
right.
As far as, so I'm not getting technical. It's my cousin. My cousin brother Wesley is getting technical. Yo, you didn't say nothing about the videos and the music. I said, you know what I'm saying? It's him getting technical with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, you didn't say that. You know what I mean? You didn't say anything about the videos. And I guarantee you, Reno, tomorrow he has a diss record out on me tomorrow. Said it. Said it. I already know. Well, tomorrow, hey, listen. I don't rap no more, Wes, but I have a ghostwriter or something like that. I have Crush Money write me something to get at you or something. Like that. This record coming tomorrow. And up on Smoke Radio, he didn't even give me the chance. The beat was not going to be a movie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He was talking about more man. Now I got to smash his pants. That's my cousin Wes. Super battle rapper. But at the end of the day, the thing is, we all on here, and hey, we know real quick because yeah. I try to talk to my brother. You know what I'm saying? He on deck, and you know about the Florida, you know the fluoridated water, and what you talk, you know what I mean about that, like about the children and all that, about the shots and the flu shots. Just drop that down one time.
I mean, what's that again? I didn't really hear you clear.
Remember you were talking about the flu shots the one show, and it was like if your children and this and this and that and the other, if, you know what I mean? The flu shots,
oh,
the fluoridated water, and all that stuff.
Honestly, if you take the time, I don't know if anybody can smell it though, but you can. I know about that stuff. But if you really pay attention to the water, the tap water, you could smell fluoride and chlorine and all that in there, real strong, and don't even drink it. It's just bad, real bad. I mean, there's some people that don't even know about that. But honestly, you could probably research that. A couple years ago, I think it was 2009 or it might have been 2012, that they had on KDKA about the water in Westmoreland County. They said that. There was pills and all kind of stuff in the water. Wes, you
remember
that.
You know what? Hold on, Reno, real quick, because I just got a text from somebody, and it was like, you know, stick to the subject, Smoke. Wes, go ahead. You have the floor. Somebody said, Wes, it was like, I'm cutting you off, Wes. You have the floor. Go. About the whole thing, Wes.
I mean, when it comes down to it,
the movies and the things. Like, I just got a text from somebody like, "Yo, why don't you let Wes speak? Go ahead, Wes. Music. What's the thing? Music. What's more influential? Music or movies? Wes has the floor.
Once again, let's break this all the way down. Are we talking about simply music versus movies? Or are we talking about visual and sound?
I'm going to shut my mic off. Wes, you have the floor. This is your radio show right now. Music
all right.
or movie?
Oh.
Blanket
I'm
going
to stick to my... I'm going to stick to my guns on this one and say yes. If it's between simply music and movies, music is more influential because it's easier to reach. But then if we're talking about visuals versus sound, that's not a comparison. They enhance each other. They bring each other out to create influence. And that's how I'm going to end that one.
I agree. I agree.
Okay. The thing is, we're in overdrive, and the thing is, I'm going to leave the people hanging because I have a rebut to the brother, and I said, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, people, we're going to continue this conversation, and this is to debate, and I want everybody, especially this guy, Lon Loke.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you all. Reno Chauvin, I need you to do some research. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow, 9 o'clock. I will have my presentation ready to go. This is going to be an hour show tomorrow. We're going to do a special show tomorrow, people, starting at the same time, 9 o'clock. And we're going to bring our points out. Everybody's going to have their points. Everybody's going to have their information. Everybody's going to have the floor. And we're going to do this. Are you down?
Yeah. I feel like you're the one who needs to go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board. You know, I ain't heard nothing back. So we can do that, bro.
I need this to... I need everybody to have their points, the everything right. Tomorrow we're going to continue this conversation. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say thank you. Shout out to Reno Chauvin. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. What was my thing? Shout out to Reno Chauvin.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to my cousin Rick. I'm
Inferno.
Shout out to Lon Loke.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to homie Chris Clay.
Yeah, baby.
And shout out to everybody listening to me, man. This is Up and Smoke Radio, man. Actually, let me see, man. And let me just, we'll end it out like this, man. Shout out to everybody. And we're just going to just end it out on some... we're going to end it out with. We'll end it out like this. Peace out, y'all. Up and Smoke Radio, man.
Ooh, listen to the way.
Wow, man.
Man, fuck them bitches. And them hoes. And them niggas pussies, camel toes. I got some money on me, and the weed nice. My shit won't ever stop. Suck my green light. Bitches called her foe. Murder's all she wrote. Nice fuck everybody. Like a Scorpio. Still running shit. I'm on my cardio. Boy, I'm going in like my water broke. Suicide note. Suicide doors. I put in overtime like a tied score. Tenant windows, bitch, that mean mine yours. And the weed loud like a lion's roar. Staring to the eyes of forever. Hear no evil, see no evil. Helen Keller, no music on, rock it a cappella. And I don't need a watch, the time is now or never. Tell my niggas love.